After weeks of conversation and protest, Philadelphia has notified federal immigration officials it will stop sharing a real-time police arrest database. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports city officials allege the information was being misused.
Philadelphia told Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, that as of the end of August, the city will stop sharing data from the Preliminary Arraignment Reporting System known as PARS. Solicitor Marcel Pratt says federal officials were using the information to go after residents not accused of anything other than being here without authorization.
ICE conceded that its use of PARS can result in immigration enforcement against otherwise law-abiding Philadelphia residents. Second, ICE claimed that it was impractical to adopt policies and procedures that would restrict its agents from using PARS to arrest law-abiding persons for civil immigration violations when ICE executes operations based on information found in PARS.
Miguel Andrade of the group Juntos says they've been fighting against the data sharing since the contract was first signed 10 years ago.
And it allowed for an essentially ICE owning up that they were doing racial profiling and collateral damage using this database. The use of it was immoral. They were using it to hunt down our community members, and this is a step in the right direction to making Philadelphia as a whole completely safe.
ICE officials declined an interview, but issued a statement saying they were disappointed with the city's decision, saying it, quote, needlessly compromises public safety, unquote. They insist ICE is using the database properly and promise they will continue to apprehend, quote, criminal aliens to uphold public safety in the city. Miriam Enriquez, director of the city's Office of Immigrant Affairs, says canceling the deal sends a clear message.
It's a decision that will once again reinforce to our immigrant communities that this city is not an extension of ICE. Witnesses and victims of crime in our city will know that they need not fear negative consequences when they report crimes to police or use services offered by the city.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he wanted to end the agreement sooner, but needed to do it in a way that would protect the city from losing federal funding.
It made me feel frustrated because I couldn't end it sooner, because we wanted to make sure that we had a strong legal position to stand on. I'm happy that we're able actually to announce it today. And I just want people to understand that I was always on their side. I mean, if I could abolish ICE, I would. But we can abolish this contract, and we are.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.